Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and the Listen tab on the ESPN app.
The skinny on Trumaine Johnson, one of the Jets' biggest offseason acquisitions, third most guaranteed money in team history behind Revis and Wilkerson. And
okay.
As he makes himself comfortable here on the set of the Michael K. Show.
Those stats made me want to become friends with Trumaine.
Trumaine, how you doing?
I'm feeling great. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. So, I mean, nothing's a secret in the world of sports. Everybody knows you got big money to come to the Jets. Does that put pressure on Trumaine Johnson?
No pressure at all.
No?
I'm here for a reason, to come out here and play the ball. As far as pressure, no. I'm going to continue to play the ball. I know how to play. To come out here and dominate. Mm-hmm.
Was it tough to leave? What's happening in Los Angeles right now? The Rams look like they're ready to pop. You were part of that. So was when you made your decision, was it difficult?
No, not at all. Coming here with a good defense already and then playing with a coach I play with in St. Louis and then also in L.A. You know, I know his coaching ability and his coaching style with, you know, Denard Wilson. And I'm happy to be here.
Now, Darrelle Revis obviously has a great reputation. He made all of his fame, at least here at the beginning. Have you spoken to him? I know he was on campus, so to speak, the other day to officially retire. Have you spoken to him at all?
I wasn't here when he did his retirement, but I actually talked to him when he was at the ESPYs.
Okay.
I saw him after the ESPYs and talked to him. That was my first time meeting him. Hell of a guy. A tremendous athlete, as you guys know, a future Hall of Famer. So just getting tips in from him was big for me.
All right, I need some tips. What did he tell you? Because I'm going to play in the defensive backfield one day.
Well, first off, he was talking about New York. Mm-hmm. You know, the media, of course, the fans, diehard fans. Why not come out here, you know, and try to be the best you can?
I'm curious, what did he say about the media? Was it good or bad?
What did he say about the station who has the Jets?
That's between me and him. Yeah, that's between me and him.
Was there any trepidation on your part to come to New York? Because I know a lot of players think the big, bad New York media. Did you think about that at all?
No, not at all. That was my least worries. I'm going to continue to come out here and be me. You know, I know I'm from, you know, California, and coming from coast to coast, I'm going to take advantage of it. You know, I'm blessed for sure.
What was the experience like of the team going from St. Louis to L.A.? I'm just curious. We haven't talked to anyone who went through that, at least in a while since it first happened. What was that experience like for you? Were you bummed out to leave St. Louis? You're a California guy, so was it sort of bittersweet?
I was happy. Of course, to come back home to California. It was smooth, though. They did it right. Shout out to St. Louis, you know, drafting me, Jeff Fisher. I have nothing but love for those fans out there. And then coming back home to California, you know, a team hasn't been there for 20, 21 years. You know, and go through there. And, you know, that first year we had a down year. And then, you know, we turned around, went to the playoffs second year.
Is there any concern on your part with the way the hits are going to be officiated this year? I mean, it sounds like it's a little different. Do you have to do anything differently? Do you have to stop just reacting and to think before you hit somebody?
No. For me, no. Football is football. You know, of course, you got to be cautious about it. But you go out there and play slow, and that's when people get hurt. Just go out there and go full speed, man, play ball.
We think it's going to be like to face Tom Brady twice a year.
I love it. Why not? I went against him a couple times in my career. Tremendous athlete. Of course, a future Hall of Famer. I can't wait.
You're playing with a couple of kids who had good first seasons last year. What's your impressions of them?
The secondary?
Yeah.
Man, young, energetic, full of energy, especially Jamal Adams. Man, I love being back there with him. You know, his confidence is skyrocketing. Of course, he already came in with confidence. It's going to be fun.
He talks a lot, right?
Confident guy. he's a confident guy. Definitely a tone setter.
Uh-huh.
So somebody coming over to a new team, getting to know everybody, is training camp and preseason enough time for everybody to be ready on the same page on opening day?
I believe so. You know, you take it day by day and build chemistry with these guys, you know, especially me coming from here. I didn't know nobody.
Mm.
So just trying to build chemistry on and off the field and build trust is big.
All right, you were on a good team last year. What's your vibe on this team early?
A lot of potential.
Yeah?
A lot of potential. I really can't say too much. We haven't played a game yet. That's where I really evaluate, the team and players. Especially, we just got pads on, the other day. It's real football, so I can't wait.
And was it important for the quarterback to show up today?
Oh, of course, man. We couldn't wait for Sam Darnold to get back here.
Yeah?
For sure.
What's your impressions of Todd Bowles?
Todd Bowles, man.
He's sitting here, Now's not the time to say it.
He might be able to hear you.
Tremendous coach, for sure. I played against him, throughout my career, and did nothing good things with the teams he was on.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome to New York.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Don't miss the guys weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.